Simin Shin Pei Sif Dalet. Continue the halachas of Bidur Rishus. If the Bnei HaChatzar that made Erev Chatzeres decide to mevatel their Rishus to somebody that was Nam Arev. Again, this is the opposite of the usual case. Usually if somebody forgot or neglected to take part in Erev Chatzeres, he's mevatel Rishus to everyone else. But here they made Erev Chatzeres, for whatever reason, decided to mevatel Rishus to the one person who did not make Erev Chatzeres. So he's mutter, the Mechaber says, to take things out from his house to the Chatzar. But not from their house to the chatzar, because the only mevatel their chatzar, the rights in the chatzar, not their bias. Their mother was in, unless they're beferish mevatel rishus of their house also. Then he could also take out from their houses to the chatzar. This is really the same as the opposite case of a yochid mevatel to the rabbim. That stam bit rishus is only on the rishus in the chatzar. If you speak out of the bit rishus on the bias also, then it's on the bias too. So he came, might seem his bias to the chatzar, and if they're mevatel rishus, base them also from the house of the chatzar. However, they cannot be might see. Not from theirs, not from his, because we can't say that they should now be allowed to because they're like guests in his chatzar. Because even though a yochid could become a guest by a rabbim, ram does not become a guest by a yochid. Now, of course, if you have one person who lives in his house in his chatzar and he has a lot of guests, you can have ram become a guest by a yochid. It means this system of bitter rishus, to make you treat it as an oyoch, to make you treat it as a guest, does not work rabbim to yochid to allow them to be treated as guests. It works the bitter rishus in order to allow the yochid now to be able to carry from his house to the chatzar, potentially from their house to the chatzar, if the bitter rishus was done that way. However, it does not allow them to be treated now as archim, allow them now to carry a bias to the chatzar. The Mishnah Berurah brings a whole shalom to achrenim. Could they now carry mechatzar to bias? The Magen Avraham holds that it's fine, it's not called mishtamish to the chatzar, and they could do that. It doesn't look like they're undoing the bittul. But the Rav brings from many poiskim from rishonim that even mechatzar to bias is usher, and they have no ezerites like that, and it seems to clearly be the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah that the same way they cannot do bias to the chatzar, they cannot do mechatzar to bias. It's like an undoing of the whole bittul, and it'll ruin the whole bittul that they did. Now, Machaber says also, if you have two people living, each of the bias in the chatzar, and they did not make chatzeres, one is mevatel to the other one. So the one who received the bittul, he now becomes mutter to be moitzim a bias in the chatzar. And the other one is aser to moitzim a bias in the chatzar. We cannot say he's a guest by him now, and he's also mutter. Because same way, rabbin does not become archim guest by a yachid does not become a guest by a yachid. Also, a rabbin cannot become a guest by a rabbin. So if a few people that are not ma'arev, that are mevatel rishus to a rabbin that were ma'arev, they also cannot carry the bias in the chatzar. And possibly not Mechatz Labais, according to the Achrem, the Shubha brings there a Machmer, the Ezer, and others. The Shainim even comes from. So the only way that the Vatel could get Rishus afterwards to Yemaitzi is if it's a Yochim Mevatel Rishus to Rabbim. A Rabbim to Rabbim, a Rabbim to Yochid, or Yochid to Yochid doesn't work. Now the Machaber discusses another case. You have two people who forgot to Ma'arv and they want to Mevatel Rishus to everyone else in the Chatzar. They can Mevatel Rishus to everyone else in the Chatzar as long as they're Beferish Mevatel to each one. And Mishbura reminds us there was machlokes before if they could say lekulchem or if they say lachav alchot to each individual person, but they each have to each on their own mevatel rishus directly to everyone in the chatzar. And Mishnah Berurah says even they don't do b'vasach at the exact same time; it's one after the other. One can mevatel rishus to everybody, and the next one's mevatel rishus to everybody, and that works also. And that works as a full fledged bittul. They mevatel rishus to people that were ma'ariv, or mevatel rishus to a yochid that was not ma'ariv. However, they cannot mevatel rishus to two people that are not ma'ariv, because if they're mevatel rishus to somebody who's not ma'arev and expect him to pass on that bittul rishus to somebody else that was not ma'arev, that doesn't work. He cannot be zeich in their bittul, so to speak, to pass it on to the other person by mevatel his rishus and their rishus to someone else that's not ma'arev. So they have to directly mevatel rishus to all the people. There's no such thing as passing on a bittul through someone else. Multiple people can mevatel to multiple people, and it could work, at least the guy with the people who received the bittul, and by yochid it's a rabbim, even to matter for the one who was mevatel. But to pass on to mevatel somebody and say, pass on my bittul to someone else, I wasn't mevatel to directly, when you're mevatel, you're chelik to him, that doesn't work. You're not kind of in order to pass on the bittul to somebody else. Only direct bittul works, even if it's not done vasach.